Airspeed Update, episode 106, Technically Accurate. Hello, everybody. Welcome to RSB&B Update, episode 106, here with our panel of RuneScape experts, starting with someone who the name of, with Brad here, and Lance. Lance was last on the famous Spades United episode, episode 95, I believe. That was such a good episode. Spades United, part of the House of Cards that builds ditches everywhere. So Brad is here.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, you sure did it. We're sure doing a nice little voice synthesizer trick with you, aren't we, today?
Yes.
No.
I hope it's working.
No, yeah. he's the Sig of the Week department head at RSB&B forums. Chief Snake, as you all probably know him, Blue on the forums. So with that said, I think it's about time we get going on the RuneScape updates for this week. So first thing we got is the game engine update. Is any of you as excited about this as I am?
Yep.
I really like it when they do these kind of game engine updates, you know, like people don't normally like these updates with the programming and whatnot, but I actually find them interesting. Just because it opens a possibility for things in the future to happen, you know?
Time to see how far the rabbit hole really goes.
let's just see what happens in July, because if you guys remember last May, they did a major engine upgrade, and the week later, construction came out, so...
Yeah,
is that saying something here? Are we going to get a new skill sometime in the next 2 weeks or something, maybe?
We better hope so.
Or something else that could be that's long awaited and might need new engine support. But anyways, let's go through some of the finer details here. Basically, this was one of their expansionary updates, which will allow them to expand the game in the future. This time around, the interface system has received another overhaul, with a large chunk of the system being completely rewritten. So basically, they've changed the way a whole bunch of the interfaces work. Have any of you guys noticed that when you right-click on a huge stack of people now, you remember how that the list of people never used to go beyond the actual game content window, right?
Yeah.
Now it actually goes beyond that window, so it goes down to the bottom of the Java applet.
Yeah, excellent for reporting orders.
Mm-hmm. One thing this brings to mind is, if they're making that expand like that, you know, does anybody think that that could be opening the possibility to, say, for example, like an expanded version of the game, like maybe increasing the resolution or something to 8x6 game window or something like that?
No.
Well, I don't know. That'd be nice, but like, it'd be really hard.
Yeah, like, think about it. Like, you got more space for the menus to move, so why not? Anyways, that's one of the things. They added hotkeys, the F keys that you rarely, seldomly use at the top of your keyboard. Do you guys ever use those?
Sometimes.
No.
Oh, wait, I got one.
I use F9 to 12.
Actually, I use a lot of them.
For me on the Mac, F9 does this little thing called Exposé, which neatly distributes all your windows. And then F10 distributes your application windows, F11 hides everything, and F12 brings up Dashboard, which is a very, very nice feature of OS X. But anyways, back to RuneScape here. Escape will open your inventory, F1 combat option, F2 stats, F3 quest journal, F4 equipment, F5 prayer, F6 spellbook, F7 friends list, or no, F8 is a friends list. Oh, F7 doesn't do anything, but okay. F9 is the ignore list.
Well, not anymore.
There's nothing on the list.
Yeah, but F7 used to open that, the random useless panel thing. I don't know. Just look in the news discussion. Yeah, Anubis posted on it.
That's interesting. I don't know. I don't know what that opens then. And then F10 is options, F11 is emotes, and F12 is the music player. I don't know about you guys, but I don't listen to the RuneScape music. Do you?
Sometimes.
No. Sounds are nice, but not the music.
Exactly. Were you a product of RuneScape Classic?
Yep.
Okay, well that's why. Oh, Lance, you were too.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Okay, so that's that. I don't know. Engine updates mean bigger things to come in the future. So I just hope that we get to see the behind the scenes so I know what kind of work we can do on the site. Like, for instance, I have a huge stack of signatures waiting to be coded. Yes, you guys know who I'm talking to. Anybody who submitted a stat signature is waiting for their signature to be coded. Now, there's a few of you, but after July 1st and we see the behind the scenes, we will determine if there we'll use our best analytical skills to determine if there will be a new skill coming out, and if there is, we'll probably wait to do the code the new signatures, because what's the point of coding signatures and then having to recode the whole thing in 2 weeks when a new skill comes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's that. And then we got a few little tiny bug fixes this week. Dragonfire Shield. That Dragonfire Shield that was released last week now gives a +7 strength bonus, which is the uncharged version, to match the uncharged version has been given a +7 strength in order to match the charged version. Yeah, there we go. That's right. Has anybody got a Draconic Visage yet?
No. Don't even know how to get one.
Basically, you kill big adult dragons. Big adult dragons.
Oh, here we go again.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't had the chance.
It's black dragons, skeletal wyverns, what else? King Black Dragon, and the metal dragons, except for the bronze. So that's how you do those. But anyways, that's last week's show. Previously, if you opened an interface such as one of the skill guides or a shop, your stats used to stop restoring until you closed it again. That has now been fixed. I don't know, that's rather interesting, that if you had an interface open, that your stats wouldn't restore. Did anybody know that?
No.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. And that was strange.
Yeah. For instance, you go do Desert Treasure or whatever, and you go to the general store after, and your stats are low from fighting the ice guy. And then you go to a general store, open it, and it won't reload. Oh. Pet Rock from Fremenek Trials now has to be wielded in both hands as if it were a two-handed sword. Some of its animations weren't looking very good if you wielded the rock and a shield at the same time. You guys remember the Pet Rock?
Still got one.
Yeah, how could I forget that?
I got rid of mine. Can you get them back?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can. There was something on it, but I don't know how.
Yeah, that's like, these rock things are useful. The Pet Rock, and then there's that rock cake from Recipe for Disaster that people use to hurt themselves. So that one doesn't affect many of us. Oh, and we finally got the guaranteed content results from the last Halloween poll. What'd you guys vote in it? Would you vote for the Halloween event?
The one that won.
Yeah. Grim Reaper owns a spooky house of horror in which he has placed you. Can you... And you get past the traps and scares. Sounds sort of like a haunted house. You guys like haunted houses in real life?
Yeah.
I don't go in haunted houses either. Last one that I went in, somebody tried to put my hand in a wet bucket of noodles. Like, you know, noodles, like spaghetti noodles that are cooked and then chilled.
Great.
Like, would you want to eat that?
No, definitely not.
And then the reward winner was the Grim Reaper hood. I think we got to rant about this later, but basically it'll be a hood. I guess sort of black. Do you guys have the scythe from a long time ago?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, I don't have one. I wasn't around when that was dropped, but I wish
that
I did.
The first random I did. Well, the first drop.
I really wish I had one of those, because, like, the scythe, I have to pretend my Guth and Spear is a scythe now, because it's, like, on a long, yeah, long stick, you know? And you can hold it, and then you can, like, touch it up to someone's nose. Then if they go bad, you can just jab it up their face.
Well, here's the thing. I caught it during the second draw, because remember what happened with that one, that they had to do two separate ones, because a lot of U.S. people missed it?
Oh, I don't know. Tell us about that.
When they're doing that drop, a whole bunch of people got mad because people in the U.S. were not able to get the size because of the time zone difference.
Oh.
So what happened was, whoever programmed it did another drop at 1 a.m. their time. Then 2 and 3 and at 4, so we get our chances.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So that would have been what? That would have been 6 p.m. my time or something.
But yeah.
No, that's good to know.
And that was the last holiday drop they did.
Yeah. I really think they should have just continued doing what they did with the party hats and Santa hats, because if they did, then we wouldn't have that problem of them being over so inflated, you know? Like,
yeah.
Were any of you guys around for that?
No.
Almost.
I wish.
Almost, yeah. Like, yeah, I always end up missing out on these things. Like, nobody tells me or anything. It's just, ugh. Okay. The reward winner. Oh, yeah, the reward winner we did. And the emote winner was the zombie hand coming out of the ground. You know what? I picture that looking like those Slayer crawling hands, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. As long as they make it so you can't get the emote again. Because they did that. They made it so you could get some emote, like the Halloween emote or something, on Easter or something. You could get it again.
Easter and Halloween, you can get both of them.
Yeah, so that's rather annoying. Moving on in this week's RuneScape updates, we also have the post bag from the hedge. I don't know, nothing really stood out for me this month, but they do have that relic of wallpaper. Would you guys use that?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Take a look. I got a link in Zviki.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Like, they're good, but the only thing I don't like is that they got the RuneScape watermark on there. Anyways, yeah. Did you guys know that on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, there's actually a place called Relica?
Nope.
No, that's good to know, though.
Yeah, Lannis, you remember those late episodes in Season 7 with the Kai and Gul Dukat posing as a Bajoran?
Not really.
Yeah, well, basically they talk about Relica in there. But, anyways, that's enough Star Trek for today. I got my Star Trek diversion in. Do you watch Star Trek, Brad, too?
No, I don't.
You should. It's a good show. I remember I showed Kelsey a few episodes of that.
Well, you showed me one or two, I think, didn't
you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lance likes Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I feel at home now. But anyways, time to move on to this very depressing poll. Are we technically accurate here at RSBNB Update?
I'd say so.
Yes, Lance, what's your official title of your course program that you're taking?
Computer Information Sciences.
Okay. So let's go through some of these poll questions, and you guys will answer them, and I'll answer them too as we go along. What is the aspect ratio of your monitor?
4x3, it's a standard.
Okay.
Yeah, 16x10.
Yes, Jagex says 16x9.
Oh, yeah, not 16 by 9, definitely.
Yeah, 16 by 10. 16 by 10. Because, for instance, they got 1280 by 800 listed on the resolution choice, but that says 16 by 10. 1280 by 720 is 16 by 9. Like, gosh. Anyways, what is the resolution of your monitor?
1280 by 800.
Okay. Lance?
Let me remind myself again. 1024 by 768.
Okay, and for the last one, 39% did not know. And for the resolution one, 42% do not know. I'm on a widescreen and 1680 by 1050. Okay.
Yeah, that's the same as our 20 inch.
Yes. How old is your computer?
This one, 2 years. The one I can't play RuneScape on is its fourth.
Okay. Chief?
My laptop, I've had it since I turned 13. March 2006.
Okay, so between 1 and 2 years old. That's actually the standard on here. Yeah.
Oh, I just... Yeah, never mind. Keep going.
What? Okay. How fast is your computer? 40% do not know.
That's stupid. mine's only 1.5 gigahertz. I'd love it to be faster, but yeah, it's...
Lance?
Not that fast at all.
Okay. Mine is 2.16 gigahertz. Yeah, and 40% do not know. Like, this is just really, really sad. Like, obviously, the RuneScape community isn't technically accurate. Like, God. Like, how can you not know how fast your computer is? Most of them put, like, a sticker on the front of it if you get one of those things called an HP.
Yeah, mine
doesn't.
I don't know. I really just think people should get a Mac.
How about this? Huh? I got one for Windows XP people. Go in, system properties, it's right there where it says computer. Mine says 1.3 gigahertz.
Just right click on my computer.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. God. Oh, and how much memory does your computer have?
768 megs. Just under a gig.
Lance?
504 megabytes. Hoping to get one gig extension one day.
Okay, and people say 32% do not know, and then 26% say over 2 gigabytes. But yeah, I kind of don't believe that, seeing as my gaming computer and my main work one have 2 gigabytes in it, so I highly doubt they have over 2 gigs of RAM.
Actually, yes. It is possible, because I could put 2 gigs in mine if I did the right thing. Just use 2 dual slots, so they kind of stack with each other.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah, it is possible, but it's unbelievable that many people have over 2 gig RAM.
You know what I'm technically thinking about this one is, when they say memory, I'm thinking people are thinking about their hard disk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, true, probably.
Because people, even in that sell the computers, market it as memory. Like, sometimes they'll say, this has this much memory, but in reality they mean hard drive space, because...
Yeah.
But and then they'll say RAM. Like, I don't know. They should have said RAM for that one.
Yeah.
What type of internet do you use? Broadband across the board, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. 70% of the RS players use broadband. It's good to know.
19% of people need a lecturing.
Yeah. Okay, and what best describes how you play RuneScape? 80% play on a desktop computer at home. I don't know, what did you say, Chief Snake, did you say laptop or desktop?
Yeah, I use my laptop for everything, but...
Yeah, but on the poll, what did you say?
Laptop.
I said desktop, because I consider my MacBook Pro like a desktop replacement.
My laptop is kind of a desktop replacement, but I move it around every now and then, and yeah. I use it the most anyway.
Yeah, so I'm already thinking that the title will be something along technically accurate with a nice call in from somebody or something. I'll get one of you guys to help me with that later.
And don't worry, I just use a simple laptop wherever I am.
Yeah, that's actually the best way to go nowadays, because you got everything on there and you can take it anywhere. It has Wi-Fi, and let's say you're stuck at school and you need to make a call. You just fire up Skype and use the internal microphone.
If you have enough credit.
Yeah. I bought Skype out, so I have $2.40 of Skype credit, so yeah. Anyways, that's RuneScape updates this week. Kind of depressing about the poll part, but I've come to expect that over time, actually.
Depressing, but interesting.
Yes, I think we're going to move on to questions now. We have an audio question from Red Rooster 5.
What would you do if you were in a hostage situation with your best friend against 6 guys with AK-47s?
So you're with your friend and they come in, in bursting through the door with AK-47s. What do you do? Let's start with Mr. Chief Snake here.
Oh no, go to Lance first.
Okay, Lance.
Depends on where I am.
What if it was in, like, an office environment?
Then hope that my girlfriend can show up in time and coax him out of it, because she's going to be a police officer.
Oh, really?
Well, if they came to my room, I got a little surprise hiding under my bed waiting for them.
Oh, you can hide under your bed.
Hiding under the bed for them.
Like what?
A little 28-inch broadsword waiting that if someone does come up close.
Oh, that's a good idea. I should put like a sword or something under my bed.
Actually, I've already used it once on something.
Oh, really? The window?
Nope. Broken old drive in half.
Oh, so it's like a real sword that can like chop
yeah,
it
I remember
in,
that topic.
Chop it in half. Wow.
Did you see that picture I put in of what does the hard drive look like?
Yeah, that is awesome.
That's how I opened it up.
Interesting. Okay. Chief Snake, your turn.
I would probably hide under a desk or something if, as you say, if it was in an office situation, but otherwise I really don't know.
Okay. See, there's this, I play Counter-Strike lots. You guys both know that, right?
Yep,
I used to play it.
Yeah, but there's this, do you remember a map called Office? CS_Office?
Nope.
Basically, there's this, it's a good map, hostage situation, and it's in an office, so I guess this is sort of where I got the office idea from, but yeah. I wouldn't want to be in that room if this one person in the server's there. His name is Suicide George. Basically, what he does is he always ends up killing the hostages, even though you're not supposed to. So you wouldn't want to be in that room. But what I would do, I'd probably try and overtake them or something when they are like waiting for the police to come or waiting for their demands or something like that. Oh, that was a good question. I guess we're done with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take the next one. We've got the next one from Anubis. What are your views and causes to the possible effects of global warming?
Noobs.
What are you guys first?
Well, why not you, Shane?
Oh, guests always first.
Lance first. Then.
Okay, Lance first.
Well, besides what I just said as a joke, I probably wouldn't know.
I don't know. Like, there's no evidence to show that what's happening isn't really part of the global pattern, you know, because I've seen graphs where in the past that the temperature did rise, but eventually it fell down again. Like, yeah. I'm not completely sold on that idea of global warming yet. Are you, Chief Snake?
Yeah. No, I suppose I'm the same. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's no reason why. Like, right now, downstairs here, I've only got one light on, fan, and the three computers here, so I'm really not using that much energy, and when I get older, I plan to buy, like, a hybrid car or something, you know?
But here's one for you.
Huh?
You say the dinosaurs died because of an ice age, right?
Yeah.
What caused the ice age?
We don't know.
It was probably global warming, and then it froze over again. What is that, the tail end of that freezing?
Exactly. Or for instance, like the asteroid came and it kicked up all the debris and it made the sun disappear, you know?
Mm-hmm. Who actually knows it?
Yeah, like, we don't know what happened. Like, no, but none of us were here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm not entirely convinced on it yet, but there's no reason why we shouldn't be cautious about it. Like, buying environmentally friendly cars, light bulbs. You guys switched over to those light bulbs yet? Those little swirly ones that use like 11 watts or something?
Nope.
No, not yet.
Yeah, neither have we. I remember they were like too pink or something. But anyway.
If anything, we should be worried about running out of oil before that.
Exactly. That's a good point. Thank you, Anubis. What is your favorite beverage from Alex? Okay, Cheesesteak, you have to go first this time.
Okay, I'm not sure. I think probably grape, some sort of grape juice. I'm not too into alcohol.
It doesn't have to be alcoholic.
Well, yeah, I know, but... Yeah.
Just grape juice.
Yep, pretty much.
Grape. Like purple drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, I just can't stand grape.
Oh, well, apple's always good, too. Apple's good.
Yeah, okay. I like orange the best. What about, like Pepsi, Coke, Sprite, Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like all... Well, yeah, we don't have Dr. Pepper over here, so... Pepsi's not too famous either, but... well, it is, but it's not too popular, so I'd go... It's just not, okay? It's a New Zealand thing, so Coke overall then.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, I'd have to... I'd say I like Dr. Pepper or something. Lance, what about you?
Basically, sodas, you just basically listed all of mine for... But I am a good fan of tea as well.
Oh, yeah, tea is good. Mm-hmm. I have tea every night.
I try to have some when I can.
Yeah,
And for juices, whatever I can get my hands on. Orange, apple, whatever we got.
Yeah, I like orange the best, actually. Iced tea is also good.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to find orange is too strong for me.
So do you just drink water, then?
Mm-hmm.
Water? No? Yes? No? Is that what you drink? Just water? Nothing else? I don't know. You got really quiet, Chief Stank.
What? Oh, I didn't know you were talking to me. Sorry.
Yeah, I was. water, is that all you drink? Water?
No. Juice over water any day. But okay. Yeah, water's not bad.
Yeah, you're supposed to drink, like, 8 glasses a day or whatever. You remember that little conversation we were having about the 1.5 liter bottles?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have 3 of those?
Yeah, I usually keep a drink bottle next to me, so...
Yeah. The only thing is, once I had one of those 1.5 liter bottles and it kept me going to the bathroom for like 4 hours or something. But anyways, yes, we should move on to the next question now. I'm not sure if this has already been asked, but what is the significance and meaning of 1288 in yours and Mike's name? Well, as far as
it
I know, it's...
a number.
As far as I know, it's just a number he put in his name, and I copied it. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Sorry to disappoint you about that. What's the significance of Luent?
It's just a mix of my name. My first letter of my first name, first initial of my second name, my middle name, and... the first 4 letters of my last name.
Okay. And where did Chief Snake come from?
I have no idea.
You like snakes?
Not really. I was young.
Yeah. We do lots of things when we're young that we regret, you know?
Yeah. In 2 spaces. I don't know what was going on with that.
But one was a dot.
Well, yeah, at the time. They don't show it anymore.
That's funny. But yeah, okay, so there's that. And that question was from Jaden, who is Canadian. We'll be celebrating Canada Day this weekend. We got something about that later. What can you remember really got you interested in computers, and how long ago would you say this has happened? The unknown man. Now, you think this is addressed to me or all of us?
Probably all of us.
So what got you into computers, Lance?
Well, seeing that I've had to use them for my writing assignments, because I can't write well, and that seems to be one of the best things I just got hooked into, and it seems just so natural, so...
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
And that's happened since I began schooling.
Okay. Mr. Chief Snake?
I'm not sure. I've been around computers for a long time, so... I got interested in HTML when I was about 9. So
whoa, HTML when you were 9?
Yeah, 9 or 10, but probably 9, I think.
No, really. I didn't build my first web page until I was like, what, 13?
Well, yeah, that's only when I've become good recently, so... But yeah, I was interested way back then, so...
Wow. Okay. And for me, I don't know, I've always been the kind of person that'll tinker with things, and, like, for instance, I keep little things around, and I'm just one of those people that likes those technical kind of things. I cleaned out my desk area today, and I found, you know those things that you use to connect coaxial cable together? Over long distances?
Vaguely.
Like those things that have the two openings and the end, and you can screw the coax onto each end to extend it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I found, like, two of those up in my little, thing above my head. So I just keep those kind of things around. That was from the unknown man. If it were possible for Bush to run again for president, and he did, what would your reaction be? From GZ Pro. We'll let Lance take this one first, since he's our only American here.
I say kiss off from the way things have been running.
Yeah, like, is it in your constitution, or where is it that says a president can only run twice?
I forget, but it was after a summer president ran four times that they set it up.
Oh, God.
And he was doing such a good job, too.
The one who ran four times?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd actually support something like that in Canada. Because we had this liberal prime minister, Jean Chrétien. Do you guys know him?
No.
Well, basically, no. He held the leadership of the Federal Liberal Party for 12 years and didn't lose an election. But that all came tumbling down when he retired, and then sponsorship scandal came unraveling, and then basically, yeah, the Liberals were reduced to a minority government, and then they were removed from power, which was a good thing. I don't know about anybody here, but I'm not a Liberal. You can take a look at this Wikipedia page I sent you.
Oh, yeah, you're not a Liberal, Shane.
No.
We found that out.
Nope.
When did you find that out?
You know, a while ago when you said you young people are way too liberal.
Oh,
something
right.
Along those lines.
Right. Yes. Okay. I'll read this next one and then we'll start alternating because my voice is getting tired. As you might know, my old computer broke sometime in February. And I don't have RuneScape membership anymore. My dad just gave me his old compact Fresario with Windows XP. I'll be getting RuneScape membership back. The computer's a little slow, though, so what do you think I can download for it? P.S. It is good to be back. That is from Big Al 606. Now, I'm sure you guys are both on the same school of thought here, that there's really no magic software you can download that will make your computer go faster, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Like, basically, if you download these things, like registry cleaners or whatever, you'll end up screwing something up. It'll cause more harm than good. So just don't mess around with those things that claim to make your computer faster. They do not work. Anyways,
what you could download is a normal antivirus and firewall and everything.
If you have a router, the Windows XP firewall is good enough, but I don't know. What do we recommend for a firewall if you don't have a router?
Zone alarm.
You recommend zone alarm, okay.
Because mm-hmm. I've used it and I haven't had anything bad.
Chief Snake?
Well, I don't use one. We've got a router, so...
Yeah, same here, so... You know, I've been tempted to run without any security software just to see what would happen.
Doesn't Jeff run with nothing?
Yep, Jeff runs without nothing. See, basically what you...
I've seen it.
What you can do if you're smart enough is you can run without nothing and you'll be just fine.
Or you can end up like my friend who did that and end up with 100-plus viruses.
Yeah, God, that must be bad. Okay, that was from Big Al. 606. Okay, why don't you guys take this next question? Let's get you, Snake, to take it.
Okay, what is the nicest thing you've done for someone in real life? And that's from Mushroom Queen.
So, what is the nicest thing you've done?
I hadn't really thought of that. I don't know, I'm not a really... I mean, I just do everyday nice things. I'm courteous and... Yeah, I'm more of a polite person compared to other people, but yeah, I'm not big on that, I guess.
Yeah, neither am I. Like, you're not going to see me going out to donate a whole bunch of stuff to charity or something, like, yeah, every week, like maybe once a year or something. Charity's actually better than all these social security programs and everything like that. Then, like, well, we're not going to go political here, but I have my own views about that, too. But nicest thing I've done would probably be giving Christmas cards and birthday gifts on time.
Yeah, I would know about that. We had to do that today. For those of you who don't know, yeah, I'm up at my grandparents' house. Took a bit of organizing since I'm doing the update here.
They must be really nice to let you do that. Not to mention grandparents that actually have broadband internet.
Yeah, I can see them through the window at the moment because I'm kind of on an off room.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's a nice place to be, nice and quiet.
Yeah, it's a great little setup I have at the moment.
Okay, Lance, what's the nicest thing you've ever done?
Cheered someone that we all know up.
Who is that?
Rin528.
Ah, yes, your girlfriend. Who plays RuneScape and hangs around RSPNB, right?
Yep, because here's the thing. It was right after a friend ticked her off one day before... Oh, wait, there's one that tops it after I'll tell you about. One of our ex-friends said something really nasty about her. I mean, I'm not even going to say it because this will turn into an X-rated show if I do.
Okay.
Well, let's just say she was crying at everything after. Well, I ended up helping her, getting that guy banned, and I threw her a surprise party for her birthday.
Oh, wow, that is nice of you. I've never done that for anyone.
Let's just say it wasn't easy.
Yeah, I don't know what my reaction would be to a surprise party, but yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Lance, you can take the next one.
What is the most useless item you have ever bought in real life and RuneScape? Best wishes, BladeKenny94.
Okay, so, you first.
Useless is piece of junk I call my laptop. It's always breaking down. And RuneScape... I actually don't know. I think I found a use for everything in my bank. Oh, well.
Chief Snake, your turn.
I'm the same. I'm not sure. For RuneScape, at least.
Real life?
Yeah, I've got a use. Real life? Yeah, I can't think of anything. But okay. Here and there, little things.
Well, let's see. Let me have a look around my surroundings. Let us see what we got here. No, I really don't see any useful things. Everything around me is actually kind of useful, actually.
You don't see any useful things?
I said everything is kind of useful, so it means it's all useful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. RuneScape, I don't know, my Santa hat. I only wear it one time of the year, but it's a good investment thing. I bought it when it was 400K.
And now how much are they worth?
20 mil, about.
Mm-hmm. So it made you money. It's not useless.
I know! on RuneScape, I don't know. No, seeds aren't useless. I have no idea what's useless, but... I don't know, I just don't buy useless things. I'm sensible with my money.
Yeah. Like one person I saw on the forums, they gave a level 3 new player a million and see what it would do.
And what happened?
Bought an OBK for 400, got iron armor, and spent the rest on something he couldn't use.
Like, if somebody would donate money, and, donate money, I'd start a peer. if somebody would fund it, I'd start a pier. It doesn't have to be a combat pier, but it would be a pier, right?
Yeah.
Right? Skill pier. Those are always good.
Be careful that people don't report you.
Huh? Oh, yeah. It's like, oh my god, LOLs, noob. Level 3 with skill cape. Report. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that's rather annoying, but anyways.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you they're getting smarter now? China ones?
What are they doing?
They're actually changing their appearance. They're not the old lookalikes that you can call Common Bob. You know how I knowed? Well, found out? Two people chopping a tree, same name but different numbers, looking the same, and it wasn't the common hairstyle or anything.
I see.
They're still pretty easy to pick out, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but, like, I report at least one or two a day, and I don't know if it's even doing anything, but I try.
I mean, even, like, the, when they change their appearance, it still looks, it's just genuine, necro.
Yeah, they used to be called green skinheads because their hair would be green, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. Anyways, that question was from BladeKenny94. What is the most annoying thing you have ever done? From Jan833. I need to think about this for a second. One of you guys go first.
Lance.
I got nothing.
Okay, that means it's your turn.
Yeah, I got nothing either.
Oh, God, you guys. Come on, it's like pulling teeth here. Come on.
Oh, that could be arranged.
Flight out to New Zealand, first thing in the morning.
No, I'll go to the closer area first.
Go where first?
The closer area.
Your area. Okay, I'll come there.
No.
Whose teeth are we pulling then? I don't know. But my most annoying thing that I've ever done is whenever I see someone, you know those rangers, how they like lose their knives and stuff? If I see them on the ground, I pick them up. Is that annoying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can be.
And if I see a ranger or a heli noob in a spot, like in one of their safe spots, like at the blood velds or something, I'll take the monster from them.
Like, hey, I would do that.
At least have the courage to fight it up front, you know?
Oh, there's one that I got for you.
Huh.
Remember the Weak Hunter came out?
Yeah.
Someone tried to pull this stunt on me and tried to steal one of my Larupa kills.
Oh.
Because I was trying to get over Pit. Well, the next thing happened when he got another one, I stole it and got it on him.
That's funny. That's a good thing.
I just never been what he did, so.
Okay. Thank you, Jan 8333. Okay, Brad, what do you have? Why do you discriminate against 13-year-olds? Your name is Brad, so I left this one in because you can answer it too.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I don't discriminate. I just I'm prejudiced.
I don't know. I don't have anything wrong with like 12-year-olds plus. It's the little ones that annoy me, you know, like 12 and under.
Well. Sick. Well, most there are a lot of annoying 13-year-olds that I know.
Oh, like
since
who?
I'm now slightly older. Well, just making a generalization. Everyone at my school.
Okay.
Well, they're not all 13, but you know what I mean.
I get what you mean. Okay. Shane, have you ever thought about putting a database for monsters and items on the RSB&B website? Okay, does somebody want to explain this? Or should I?
No, you can. It's your job.
Okay, well, basically, we've got this forum on the in the RSB&B site section called the Submissions Forum with spots for items, NPCs, skill guides, quest guides, minigame guides, and other guides and dungeon maps. Basically, what goes there is your own submissions, and then when you're in there, those things will eventually be put into an on-site item database and monster database. And yes, we have, of course, thought about that. Mike is working on those. He was supposed to be on the show tonight, so maybe he could have said something about them, but I know that they are being worked on. That's all I have to say about this subject. Moving onwards. What is the next question? You take this one, yes.
Okay, do you believe that people swallow an average of 5 spiders in their lives when they sleep? That's from Blue Brissinger.
Do you?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's true.
Yeah, I very rarely see bugs in my room, so I'd hardly say that's highly unlikely.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it.
Lance, do you believe it?
It's a rural country, and then you could believe it.
Well, yeah, there you go. That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's the key, on average.
Yeah, I doubt it, though. Thank you. She's on our newspaper staff. Which is, next issue should be coming out within the next 2 days.
Yay.
Next one. With your guys' new goal signature and soon-to-be signature upgrades, does this mean you'll be releasing the high score system? Yes, that is coming. I'm not quite sure on the exact time frame, but I have seen it, and it is getting closer and closer each day. I know Mike was working on it earlier today, but he's only one person, and that's his project, so best thing would be to wait, and they'll be out eventually. Like, you guys know they'll be out eventually, right? You don't have to ask him, like, every 24 hours, right?
Yep, I know it's coming.
Yeah. Okay, that was from TJ Bartz 2009. Okay, can one of you guys read this next one from Kelsey?
Okay, I'll do it then. Shane, what the hell is your middle name? You lied to me on MSN. Mike confirmed your middle name is not Quincy. Also, why did you pick that name? It's not a very choice name to lie about. And that's from our events crew friend, Kelsey.
Just like you don't see his real life picture, you don't get his middle name.
Yeah, you're not getting either of those.
Unless you accidentally tell us.
Yeah, then I don't think that'd be possible.
Or you know, like, hat.
Yeah, or 60 mil on RS, one of the two.
Oh, yeah, true.
Pictures for sale for 60 mil. And with it comes my middle name.
What about last?
Huh?
I still don't know your last name.
No, that's not... You can figure that out. It's not that hard.
All right. Okay.
It's a name of, let's say, Scottish descent. I think. Yeah. So,
okay.
And, Kelsey, it's in the first half of the alphabet, my middle name. That should give you a bit of an area to search for. Okay, have you seen my topic in goals and accomplishment? What do you think about it? And that's from Casey Jones X. Have you guys seen his topic?
Give me a minute.
That's one called, let's see, where is it? No, that's the events forum, we don't want to go there.
Yeah, I don't really look in that forum much.
Mini Shane, by Casey Jones X, says, yes, I'm a farming nerd now. He got 40 farming and he's going for 90, he's going for 99. I don't know, it's going to cost you quite a bit to go for 99 farming.
Or a lot of thieving time.
Yeah.
Even that's not going
to
help you.
Because, you guys know how long it's taken me to go from, like, 87 to 91, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I just really have to say that if you feel you can do it, you can do it. But it's going to cost you, like, about 100 mil or something like that. So,
yeah,
you better have some money. Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, and he's also done the Enlightened Journey, which is the Captain Picard quest. I so love that quest.
We know.
Like the one with the balloon? And yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the sequel.
I need to get my farming of 60.
Oh, yeah, you need high farming for that, don't you? Or do you? I don't know.
I need to plant that tree.
Oh, right. Oh, that I gave you last year for your birthday?
I've been trying to get that planted, but I haven't got my farming construction up.
What happened to your birthday party on RuneScape? I thought you were having one.
I am, I just haven't fully planned it yet.
Okay. That was from Casey Jones X. Are you planning to do another live show anytime soon? And that is from Connie Clown. Well, yeah, this week was supposed to be the live show, but Brad was away, so I figured I'd just do a pre-recorded one, and we'll do a live show next week or the week after or something like that. Doesn't really matter if it's live or not. Okay, Lance, you can take the next one.
I'm doing a study over the summer for fun, and I want to know, which do you think is worse, pain or the fear of pain? Please give a reason. Werewolf devil.
So what do you think? You know, honestly, I'm not sure. What's worse? The pain or the fear of pain? Well, Lance, what's the most painful thing you've been through?
The no broken bones. I did have that nail go into my foot once. I can't remember.
I'd actually have to say the fear of pain. Would you guys agree with me?
Yeah. I'd say most of the time it would be the fear of pain.
Unless...
I've never had any broken bones either, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Like, what if you got, say, like, a drill... Like, what if someone took, like, you know those grinders that they used to, like, grind metal down? What if someone started using one of those on your back?
Ow.
Yeah. Or what if someone started drilling into the side of your skull with a power drill?
That would hurt.
Well, you know what hurts. You know the soccer incident, Shane.
That was on your blog?
No, the other one, but...
Oh, right, yes. Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, that was pretty painful there, too, but... Yeah. Yeah, we should move on now.
Yes, okay. I take it you don't want to elaborate on that.
No, I don't think okay. I will, but it's... Yeah, you can guess it. Yeah,
okay. Think of a big soccer ball being kicked
no.
in all sorts of directions.
No, don't.
Anyways, I think that's 3 votes for the fear of pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. You take this next one, Chief Snake.
Where do you think Jagex comes up with the names for cities in RuneScape? Also, should I even mention that? But also, I was in England recently, and I saw people wearing shirts that had FCUK on them. Any idea what that stands for?
That is from Brarin.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have a clue what that stands for, because I'm not the right Brad. And... cities in RuneScape. No, I don't know either.
I don't know. Like, for instance, you know Taromin? The herb Taromin? Things came from... It means something. I forget what it means. It comes from the French word
like,
tarragon or something like that. Like, RuneScape has some real-life ties, but I'm guessing they just make them up, you know?
Yep.
I don't know. Oh, and I know what FCUK stands for. It's a clothing brand called French Connection UK.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
You must not have those here. I know we have a store in our mall here called FCUK.
Not here.
You wouldn't want to be seen going into that.
Why?
I wouldn't want to be anyway.
Actually, they have them in our...
Lots of people wear those kind of shirts, you know?
I haven't seen
No,
them,
I don't
they
know,
do
but...
have some here.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, if you switch the C and the U around, you know what you get, right?
Yep.
Don't say it, because I don't want to have to do any editing on the show.
Yeah, we're going well this week.
Yeah. Because I have to get this out within the next 2 hours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyways, thank you, Brad. Last question this time from Tal Ormonda. That sounds like another Star Trek name. I can listen to your podcast on my PSP with the RSS feed. Do you know any way I can make one of my own to put my music, videos, etc.? Is there a way with iTunes? So basically, is he asking for how to make a podcast or how to make an RSS feed? What do you guys think that question means?
I don't know. Just explain both.
I don't know.
They're not that hard, are they?
No. Let's say you want to make a podcast, first of all. It would have to be your own legally created music, because you can't use, like, music from your common groups. Like, I don't know, what are some common group names that you guys listen to?
Green Day, Linkin Park.
Oh. Okay, there you go. Green Day and Linkin Park. You couldn't put those on a podcast because you get sued out of existence. Mm-hmm. So, basically...
Podcast agreement.
Yeah, that's right. So you'd have to either have an agreement, which is expensive, or you'd get sued. So you can really...
Unless you're using public domain songs.
Exactly. That's what we do for our SpNB update. So if you wanted to do the podcast, you'd have to make sure it's completely legit, and then you could put them up. But in order to do that, ideally what you do is you'd mix them down into an MP3 file and then upload them somewhere. And then what you'd want to do is use a... RSS feed, which delivers the podcast. But what I've found over time, the simplest way to do a podcast is to simply get a WordPress blog, and then, or even what's better, is go to a place called libsyn.org, and they will host your podcast for you and provide you with a blog. So that's what I'd recommend for creating a podcast. Okay, that's it for questions. Are you guys averse to tech news?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you guys don't like tech news?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, because Brad normally goes to sleep when we move into
tech. I'll be awake because I know a little bit of something.
Okay. iPhone has been released today. We don't know much yet about it, seeing as it was only released about 2 hours ago. But
I've seen a little bit from the commercials.
Yeah, it's just whole same old iPhone, everything. We've been hearing about this since January, and frankly, I'm getting quite tired of it. We're not even getting it in Canada until the end of the year, so...
And how about this? If you are in the U.S., you have to use AT&T, because that's the only place that's selling them.
Is AT&T good?
It's not the best. It's not the worst. They just say it's new single wireless, as they say.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
They do allow browsing, they allow music. I've seen it put sideways. I mean, they do have commercials, they show it and show some of its functions, but it's really nothing special.
Yeah. They released the pricing plans. For instance, here, the monthly pricing plan for an individual, $59.99 a month will get you. I don't know, is that expensive, $59.99 a month for a cell phone plan?
Or how much does the thing?
You get 450 minutes, unlimited data, email, and web, visual voicemail, SMS, text messages, 5,000 night and weekend minutes, rollover minutes, unlimited mobile to mobile for $59.99 a month.
That's not bad.
Okay.
We get nothing like that.
I like the unlimited data package.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's worth it right there.
Or if, yeah, like, God, yeah, that'd be worth it. Unlimited data? Anyways,
yeah, I wouldn't spend that much on my phone, but that is really good.
Yeah.
My phone, all I do is just buy my minutes. I can get a good, let's see if I can remember, $40, I can get 120 minutes, so it works.
See, they also have family plans, but... I don't know, only thing we really use our cell phones here for in this family is communicating with each other, so 700 shared minutes, that's like going out, I think, like going out to non-family people. So what I'm guessing there is for $80 a month you get 700 minutes that you can call out, unlimited data again, voicemail, 200 text messages, nights and weekends unlimited, rollover minutes and unlimited mobile to mobile. That's $80 for a family plan. That's pretty good. But then, of course, you got to take into the fact that an iPhone is, what, $600?
Yeah.
So that is kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's the clincher, like $600?
Yeah, that's just... I mean, come on, I paid $20 for my phone, and it's working good. I can buy my minutes when I need them. I have no bill or anything.
Yeah. I don't know, take a look at apple.com/iPhone for a guided tour. Basically, talks about, you can download it, apple.com/iPhone.
iPhone is a revolutionary product and combines three products into one. It's a great mobile phone, the best iPod we've ever created, and it delivers the internet in your pocket with the best email, web browsing, search, and maps applications ever on a mobile phone. At the heart of the iPhone is a revolutionary multi-touch user interface that lets you easily control everything with just the touch of a finger.
Okay, that's enough of that. Anyways, one final piece of tech news this week. I didn't feel like getting any more, but do you guys remember in 2003 when Windows Vista was under the code name of Longhorn?
Yep.
Basically, they had this whole thing, features like a new file system, more graphical things, basically a much, much nicer operating system than Vista, in my opinion. Anyways, Microsoft has sent a cease and desist letter to the operators of Longhorn Reloaded, which was a project that is dedicated to reviving an earlier version of the Windows Vista beta. From the company, it removes certain features such as WinFS, which is that file system. I don't know, I just really think that was the future of how it should have been. But then I got a YouTube video here of what Vista should have been like. It's called Longhorn Concept. Yeah. It's about 2 minutes and 47 seconds. Train arrived, 16 coaches long. Train arrived. Is that the song?
Not particularly.
But if we skip ahead a bit more to when they talk about what Longhorn's going to be like, we get this coming in October 2003, the unveiling next generation of Windows. And we go to some Pink song and a whole bunch of nice videos about what it would have been like. What it would have been like. It's actually, I think it's a much better operating system than Vista. If you guys take a look at the video.
I'll probably do that later.
Yeah, I forget what the next version is going to be called, but hopefully.
How about we just call it shit?
Anyways, you've used Vista Cheapsteak, haven't you?
Yeah, we have Vista now, we have Home Premium.
Yeah, and you like it?
Well, it's not bad. There are some things that are a lot better and other things that absolutely suck.
Like
and
what?
So, oh, well, I don't know. The whole thing is hard to get used to. Yeah, you've got to use it to see for yourself. But the actual Explorer is, it's kind of better. It's a lot easier for older people to use who kind of don't know a hell of a lot about what they're doing. So...
Your parents?
So we've found out so far. So, yeah, it's not bad in that respect, but otherwise, the more intelligent people may want to stick to XP, I think.
In other words, it's an operating system that's too easy to use for, like...
Well, no, it's still really bad in some aspects, like...
UAC, that...
At the moment, but, oh, God, trying to block that was hell. Yeah, thanks for that. But yeah, settings on it aren't the easiest to change, so stuff like that, it's not great.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know, I really got annoyed with it, so I'm sticking with XP and actually got a Mac instead, so that makes me happy.
Visually, it's not bad, but it could be better.
Yeah. What was that, Lance?
Two of my friends that have Vista hate it. I'm still keeping XP. My friend that works at Walmart is still recommending XP. I mean, and even our college is not accepting Vista yet for their systems.
What?
You have to personally go see CIS if you have that system, and they have to hook you up that way. You can't just do it automatically.
Yeah, so obviously not full Vista integration.
There are lots of software compatibility problems, so I think that's probably why Asker's not accepting it either, and they don't want Internet Explorer 7. So I don't understand that, for one thing, because it works.
IE7 is the best thing that's happened to the Internet Explorer line since IE5.
Yes. I don't like using Internet Explorer 6 when I'm there, and there's nothing else to use because they block all .exe files.
So, oh, yeah. Internet Exploder, it's so called. Internet Exploder.
Oh, yeah, I would usually use that name, sorry.
Yes. I don't know, IE7, I'd feel comfortable using IE7 if I didn't have Firefox.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's it for tech news this week. On to the rants. Who wants the first one about the Italy Rock?
I haven't been there, so if someone else wants to.
Okay. But just read it and I'll explain about it when you Lance, take the first one.
Well, since I know what it is, I just haven't done it yet. The monsters are now extremely difficult to trap now that they drift around the Italy Rock. And don't try to hide it. You increase the monster's accuracy. Even the 22s and 45s are hitting consistently. Spelling, my friend. And the 90s are now ridiculously powerful. This is coming in person with 80 defense. Also, the 180s now approaches fast as a bat. This is ridiculous, Jajax. Fix it. Now.
Well, you see, what the problem is here is in the recent engine update this week, it made it so monsters can move sideways or diagonally across squares. Mm-hmm. As a result, they can move around this little Italy rock. The reason it's called the Italy rock is because it looks like a boot. Mm-hmm. And this is in the Tazar fight cave, so basically it's made getting the fire cape a whole lot harder. So, yeah, I don't know.
Fire cape's overrated.
Yeah, I prefer actually a skill cape to the fire cape myself, so. Yep. What about you, Ed? You say?
Yeah, I think I would prefer the skill cape.
Exactly. So, I don't know, it doesn't affect me, but lots of people are complaining about it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what we call that in programming is when you introduce a bug, a way, if you don't want to call it a bug, is you call it a undocumented feature.
Yep.
That's what I called some of my bugs before, undocumented features. Hey, this is doing this when you enter in this RuneScape name. Oh yeah, that's an undocumented feature.
Yep.
Anyway, next rant is about farming and why you should love it oh so much. Anyways, this is a list of what someone would rather do instead of farming. Attack dairy cows until they make water. Carry 1,000 burnt chickens from Caniffus to Eagle's Peak. Defend Castle Wars all by myself versus Ig 30 level 126s. Take a cannon and use 50k cannonballs on imps. Go get 99 prayer using regular bones. Alk 45k natures. Get 99 runecrafting using air runes. Construct a box and see how many people I can fit inside. Level all my combat skills to 99 and leave hit points at 1. Become a pro gnome ball player. Fill the owls with dirt. Thieve dead men until I reach 2 mil. Craft a tree made with wood. Thought it said climb. Fletch. Slay myself. Hunt a dog. Mine rune ores with a pickaxe handle. Smith bronze daggers till level 98. Catch shrimp with my teeth. Cook by hand, roast over a fire, woodcut a rock. You could tell I don't like farming. In my opinion, it's a waste of a skill space. We don't eat the food we grow. We got along just fine with Herbalore before it was here and get along fine with it after farming is gone. Two words for farming. Nerf it. You know, I really don't. This guy obviously hasn't appreciated farming.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could go. I'm going to see if I can pull this rant up, but do you guys like farming?
Yep. You know those tuna sweet corn potatoes?
Yeah.
I've heard that they heal more than shark.
Exactly. And you need to grow potatoes with that, so
and
honestly,
sweet corn.
Yeah, so I think this guy here is a little undereducated. Oh, and what do you know? His farming isn't even ranked, so that means it's what, less than level 30?
Probably less than level 2.
He's only got 6 million total XP.
How about this? Here's one that gets me. Level all my combat skills to 99, leave hit points at 1. How do you leave your hit points at 1? You start out with 10.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, and, I was going to mention that.
And by the looks of this, the only combat skill he's leveled is defense, and it's at 60. The rest are unranked. Prayer is 79,
disappointing.
Though. Huh, that's weird.
79 maybe. Prayer. Huh. Maybe he is using those regular bones. Making good use of them.
Yeah, so you get what this guy is doing, and basically he hasn't even tried it, so little word, try farming before you bash it.
Mm-hmm.
Last round is for you, Mr. Chief Snake.
Okay. I'm sure 99% of you reading this post would know what I mean. After all, you did click on this. So, Jagex, what is up with the new closing thing when we close our bank account? Yes, this is probably a game update that is going to be somehow helpful in the future, in the long run. But if the change is going to occur much later, what's the point of making us wait right now? I don't see a need at all. It may seem as though it's just a couple of seconds. Perhaps you may question, what's wrong with waiting two or three seconds for the bank page to close? It's a lot of difference, for example, when runecrafters fill up their pouches. They have to open and close their bank account multiple times before going back to the altar / abyss. Every 2 to 3 seconds accumulating makes a whole lot of difference in the long run, especially for those hardcore runecrafters. This rant isn't exactly a petition to have the closing interface be removed entirely. Perhaps some amendments about it could be made, though I'm pretty sure having it taken away totally would be the best solution for everyone. It would be a win-win situation for both sides. All constructive thoughts and feedback welcomed. I would also be making a supporters list. Thank you. From Stylo.
Ooh, you said his name. Oh, well.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's okay.
Why did you leave it there?
I was just copying and pasting. But anyways, basically okay. What happened with this new update is when you close your bank, sometimes it lags and it says closing above. So it, like,
yeah, I've noticed
just
that.
Wait, and wait. I don't know, it's not that long, but it could get, like, as the guy said, it'll add up over time. Like, soon you make, like, 1,000 ring-crafting chips, that's 2,000 seconds, almost half hour, over half hour you wasted of your life.
Still. Well, I don't think it'd add up that much when you're runecrafting, but mm-hmm. It's just the fact that it takes 2 to 3 seconds to close, it gets really, really annoying when you want to move around quickly. So
yeah.
It's
I don't know. I heard a rumor that if you click on the mini-map, that actually closes it right away.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So that's kind of interesting how that works.
It's still annoying when you just want to click on the normal interface there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. That was a good rant. The farming rant was kind of stupid, and the fight pits rant or fight caves rant. Well, valid point, but things just have to get harder.
Yeah.
Other things. Okay. So let's move on to some other things here. RSBNB events we've got this weekend. Lance, are you going to be in attendance?
Yep.
Okay. Basically, this June event is called Pest Control Reloaded. The idea being we try to survive an entire 20 minutes of pest control. You can get more details on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. GMT, UTC, whatever you want to call it. Saturday, June 30th. So, yeah, that's that. Be sure to come. Oh, we've also got the new Golsagan Signature Engine, which are pretty nice if I do say so myself.
Yep.
Lets you create a goal signature on the same page without leaving the page. You guys going to be using them, or
system.
Are you using them?
I am.
That's good.
Oh, I still didn't get around to doing it. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be using it.
Yes. And the signature engine is back to updating. Normal people won't notice a problem, but or any differences, but please note that in order to get on the new signature engine, you need to recreate your signature. And after about a month, we'll be deleting all the old signatures, so you have a month to do that. So, yes. And we also know that Brad and I are running a show contest, whereas if you want to be on the show, you can send us a show title contest. Winners will be announced next week, so you have just under a week to get that into me or Brad. You can send us a PM on the forums. Skill of the month, construction sign-ups are underway. You have until the end of Saturday to sign up. Is anybody here signed up for it?
No.
It's construction. Yeah. Are you getting free to play again? Ever? Our members,
you mean,
I mean?
Paid play. Yeah, at some point. I don't know. Hopefully. But not in the near future.
You want me to sell you some maple logs?
Maybe. I've got all the words I need, so. Maybe.
Okay, so
RSP. I thought you knew that.
Huh?
I thought you knew that.
Yeah, I'm just checking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just checking. Anyways, so what have we been up to besides, recording this fine show?
I've been making quest guides.
Oh, yes. What was that one you made? The Ernest the Chicken or the Restless Ghost or something like that?
Yeah, I made both of them.
Yeah, they're very nice. Those are model guides, I have to say.
Thank you.
Like, even with the pictures, that's... Nobody's done that with their pictures yet. What, you use Photoshop for that, or...?
Oh, yeah, I use Photoshop CS, not CS3.
Right. Okay, I got 111 combat after finishing up the goal sigs. You can see a picture of the 90 hit points on the blog at shade.rsbb.com.
Oh, good.
And what's Lance been doing?
Besides playing Final Fantasy XII when his computer was down, and finally getting back into the RuneScape after getting it back up, I've also been riding my bike and taking care of the kittens around here.
Okay, so your computer's working now and everything?
Yep. Otherwise, I won't be on tonight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anybody have anything else they want to advertise or talk about?
My blog.
Okay. Yeah.
Bradpad.net.
And Lance?
Lance at rsbb.com.
Okay. So, yeah, you can go check out these, and I'll stick the links in the notes and everything, but anyways.
I'll probably be updating mine soon, because I've been a little off, because I haven't been able to upload pictures yet.
Yes, and, I think we're almost done. This weekend's Canada Day, for anybody that didn't know. So I got a little something to listen to as we close out the show. So anyways, this has been RSBNB Update, 106 with... Say goodbye.
Chief Snake, goodbye, everyone.
And?
Lance, goodbye.
And Shane1288. Here is what Canada Day people listen to on Canada Day.